I want to turn back to the markets, though, as we are watching the Dow, the loan index in the red. As of course, we focus in on the tech leaders today and the weaker than expected numbers on the private payrolls front there. The ADP jobs numbers showing just 374,000 jobs added for the month. That was well below expectations at 625,000 and may not loom that large for the number we're going to expect to see here on Friday when it comes to the overall jobs report, just because it's done a pretty poor job in predicting whether or not we're going to see a beat or a miss. But for more on that, I want to bring on Sean O'Hara, Pacer ETF Distributors President here to talk a little bit more about where we are in this recovery. And Sean, good to be chatting with you today. I mean, when you look at that number and kind of the softer data we've been getting as of late, when you put it all together, what does it maybe mean for stock pickers and investors out there who will note the economy very different than the market?
Yes, good. Thanks for having me. It's kind of an interesting phase here in this recovery. The next several months or so probably will continue to see the, sort of happy days are here again, good news comparables, but it's sort of like running uphill or running a race, a hurdles race where the hurdles keep getting higher. And so we're seeing news, for example, out of China, where their manufacturing is slowing and their retail sales are slowing, not slowing in general, but slowing relative to what the expectations are. And so I think that's going to create sort of a pivotal point here for the markets in general. And that is that when we get past these easy comparables, then we're going to have to find different ways to kind of lift the markets. The markets are priced fairly expensively, at 25 times earnings, for example, or thereabouts for the S&P 500. And that pricing is based on, all these numbers sort of coming in exactly where everybody expects them to. The challenge will be, can we hit those numbers? Longer term, when the market gets at this level, the future returns are lower than historical averages. And so at Pacer ETFs, we're not necessarily broad market investors. We invest looking for specific things. And one of the things we look for is high-quality companies with high free cash flow. And you can buy those kinds of names in attractive sectors, but at far a big discount to the overall market.
Sean, when you talk about the data coming out of China, specifically the slowdown we've seen in manufacturing, but overall, I mean, a lot of that, could be attributed to the recent outbreaks that they saw. And that really seems to point to this underlying concern that's been there, not just in China, but globally, about the impact these more recent surges, particularly from the Delta variant, are likely to have. It feels like that's starting to materialize over the last few weeks or so. I mean, how big of a risk do you think that is in terms of the slowdown coming from this surge? Or do you think there's enough of momentum here in the economy to keep the recovery going?
I think it's a tremendous risk. I don't think we are fully back to where we were or wanted to be or expected to be. And so, leading into this segment, you put that chart up on daily infections in the United States, and it's a pretty scary looking chart when you think about it. I mean, we're not quite at the, pandemic high of highs in terms of daily cases, but we're pretty close. I'm just looking at the chart there. I mean, we're about 60 or 70% of the way to where it was at its worst. And that was when we were sort of locked down. I think there's sort of a voluntary part of the lockdown that's going where people are starting to be a little bit more cautious about moving about. And so that calls into question all of these recovery stories, narratives that are out there. So I think that's the big risk, is that, we don't actually open up as much as we thought we would, and we don't wind up with the recovery we all thought we were going to have. And so that's the big challenge for the markets going forward.
Yeah, Sean, I mean, as you kind of highlight the companies there in your ETFs, the ones that might be poised to do better moving forward, I mean, what sectors kind of are showing the strength when you look at the data there for some of those companies and the rebound stories? Because it's been this back and forth between growth and cyclicals, and I assume kind of where we're at now is tech's leading. People might start to shift over and look at cyclicals again.
Yeah, so we have an ETF that's large cap US. It's 100 names. We use free cash flow yield as our screen. And so I'll just give you like a couple of simple examples. Cloud is a big deal. Amazon, Google, Microsoft, the big names everybody knows. It's a big business. It's going to continue to grow, but they're fairly well established. We own IBM in that portfolio because it has huge, high free cash flow yield and a huge amount of annual free cash flow, like about $20 billion. And they're sort of moving into the cloud in their hybrid way, if you will. So there's a slightly cheaper way to play the cloud. So you don't have to move away from a fast-moving sector or an opportunity business-wise. Just buy at a cheaper price. Streaming, you mentioned Netflix. Everybody knows Netflix, but I think their big challenge is subscriber growth. I mean, in order for them to grow their subscriber base here in the U.S. with 200 million subscribers in North America, you know, a 10% growth rate would require 20 million new net subscribers. And so it's a fairly mature business for them. But we own names like Discovery Networks and CBS Viacom, which are new entrants into the streaming space. Again, they trade fairly inexpensively relative to their free cash flow. But they can have a much bigger impact on a sort of year over year, month over month, or quarter over quarter subscriber growth. And they have a different business model. Discovery Networks is a reality-based programming. So their input cost to their programming is far less than, say, a Netflix, where they would have to pay a big Hollywood star to make a blockbuster movie for them or pay up for that content. And CBS Viacom, on the other side, owns Paramount, so they've got an automatic input. So I think that's the way to sort of play this market at its current levels, is to find places where you can sort of edge into these fast-growing technologies or fast-growing sectors, but to do it in a way where you're buying a little bit higher quality company with regard to free cash flow and paying a little bit lower multiple. That fund I mentioned, for example, it sounds like, you know, it's a value fund and it's sort of a boring thing, but it's up 34% year to date in this market. It trades at 15 times earnings as opposed to 25 times earnings for the broad market.
Hey, 34% is nothing to sneeze at here in this market. But Sean O'Hara, Pacer ETF Distributors President, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today. Be well.